Hello, my name is Ed Frawley, and of course I own Learburg with my wife. And we have a question here that came in through our portal on learburg.com and in the Ask Cindy portion on the front page where people can send in questions. And I say it in every video, you don't need to be a customer of Learburg to ask us a question. And we have a lot of experience because we're so old. So this person has a three-year-old dog that they're training to be a service dog, and it's starting to bark at strange dogs. I just did another Q&A on a person that had a puppy, German Shepherd, that was barking at other dogs. Now this is a three-year-old dog. There's a lot of similarities here, but there's a big difference here too. So I'm going to talk about both of them. Well, I'm not going to talk about the one I just did because I've already got it and it's already on our streaming video or on YouTube. But I'll read this and then we'll go ahead and talk about it. Said, hi, I'm training my dog as a service dog. He's just over 3 years old. He's a mutt of a blue tick coonhound, a Siberian husky, an American pit bull, a Labrador, and many other breeds. Now, it'd be interesting if she would have sent a picture of this dog, of these all these breeds. He performs his task well, and he learns more as my disability changes. We've been training for 14 months. He reacts poorly to some dogs. A male black German Shepherd attacked him and bit him about 2 years ago. We're going to come back to that a lot because that's the trigger right there. I've been working with a friend who has a male black lab. His reactions are getting better until I go to Fleet Farm and he sees a different dog of a similar size as that German Shepherd. He reacts very well with small dogs he sees being pushed in a cart. I wonder what she means by that. Maybe she's out and sees people having these little chihuahuas and whatever in a baby cart and they're pushing them around. Obviously, that dog doesn't look at what the heck is that thing in this cart. Anyway, and he did great with an Anatolian Shepherd and an Alaskan Malamute. Ooh, I don't know. Is there a course that we can take to help correct this behavior? Yeah, there is, but a lot of it comes right back onto this woman. The first thing, I'll read you what Cindy said and comment as we go. The first thing I would suggest while you're working through this is to stop taking him out in environments where you have no control over the number, the type, or behavior of the other dogs that you're going to be exposed to. What Cindy's saying is the exact same thing I would have said. You've got a three-year-old dog here. You don't want to let him rehearse this behavior much longer because at some point in time, if the dog is three, if the dog has had a lot of training, you're going to have to focus on engagement. But if this dog has been allowed to do this for a long time, it's going to be harder for you to change that and to change his attitude. The thing you got to do is say, okay, I'm going to take him someplace else. And I'm going to focus on engagement in these other areas. It's going to be more work because I've got to find places that I can go where I know I'm not going to run into these strange people and strange dogs. And then when you work on this engagement, you have to do it a lot before you start to add in distractions. It's just like training obedience. When you train obedience, you have to go through a learning phase, a distraction phase, and a correction phase. And then a maintenance phase after that. Well, if you don't have your obedience 100% in place, you better work on that before you slowly start to add in distractions. And if another dog has attacked your dog, generally speaking, there are no rules in dog training, but one of the things that's usually going to happen is if your dog has been attacked by another dog, that your dog is going to be dog aggressive for the rest of its life. So what do you do? It's a hard way to go because you're going to have to put some control on an adult dog. We're not talking puppies here. We're talking an adult dog. It has to learn this is not acceptable behavior. And you can start it by going out like we are here in a tech park and walking your dogs out there This person has a disability that's getting worse. I don't know what it is. She didn't say. But she has a harder road to go. This may not be the dog for this person to use. A lot of times, we see it in the sport dog community that people get these puppies with the goal of going out and having the dog being a competitive working dog. And the dog's genetics just don't allow it to happen, either because of the lack of training from the trainer or the genetics in the dog. And just because you want a dog to be a service dog doesn't mean that that dog has the genetics or the character that it's going to be able to overcome everything that's happened to it and be a service dog. So you have to be prepared to say, okay, this isn't working. I'm going to find another home for this dog. And in doing so, I'm going to make sure that the person that I give it to is a friend, understands what the problems are, and I'm going to help them rehome the dog and so it can go someplace and have a happy forever home. And I'm going to get another dog and start there. It may be the case here. When you have a dog that has so many different breeds in its genetic buildup, it's a hard thing to do. Without seeing it, I've got to sit there and look at the dog in front of me, and I've got to take the dog out and look and see what his nerves are like to see if I think it can be changed. So something to keep in the back of your mind. But in closing, we have a really good course that we did with one of the Learburg instructors, Tyler Muto, on leash reactivity, and we'll put the URL on this video at the end. We can also put some information in there on building engagement with your dog. While this dog needs to have engagement, it needs to also have some training in leash reactivity too. And Tyler does a real good job on this.